the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. I don't want to hold anybody back. Anybody want to say something for the Lord? Praise God. All right. Revelation 1. Hallelujah. Revelation 1 in the Word of God. Just want to share something with you if we can. I'm going to try. I don't know if I can add any more to a great service other than just worship and praise Him and shout a little and praise God. Because we can. Amen. I can shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Amen. I can give Him praise that's due to His name. Hallelujah. We're reading here in Revelation chapter 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Verse 1, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein. For the time is at hand. John to the seven churches, which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. The Almighty. Would you love Him one more time? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Turn and shake someone's hand before you're seated. God's good. Hallelujah. What a great service. Amen. Hallelujah. If one lady sung, it's service time. Hallelujah. Amen. It's service time. And glad we can come together to worship God. I'm here to just say something to you tonight. That's this afternoon from the Word of God. That's very simple. And I believe it's simple. If we can receive the Word of God can do great and mighty things in our lives. And I guess that's the real challenge, isn't it? It's receiving the Word of God. Isn't it amazing? We have no problem receiving stuff at Christmas, but we have a hard time receiving the Word of God sometimes. And it's really no different. We just receive it. He that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. So the receiving part of it all comes from our ability to hear and then let it go beyond our eardrums and into our soul so that the Word of God begins to work inside of us. That's what we're wanting. That's every desire of every preacher that's preaching the Word of God. We're not here to toot our own horn. We're not here to polish the star, you know, the badge on our chest. We're not trying to prove nothing to nobody. We're here as overseers on behalf of God to deliver a word that not only have we received, but we're hoping that the people receive. We're wanting to see people's lives changed, but it can't change until we receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul. That means we've got to receive this thing with humility. That means I've got to be able to admit, God, you know more than I do. Hallelujah. Amen. And what you're saying to me right now is something that my soul really needs. Because there's nobody else in the whole wide world No smarty pants anywhere in the whole wide world that can testify that he's Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. We'll never receive the word of God if we can't humble ourselves. We receive it with meekness. Praise God. Didn't Jesus say the meek shall inherit the earth? Praise the Lord. Blessed are the meek. Hallelujah. There's so much that God has for us, but we'll never, ever, ever, ever receive it if we can't humble ourselves to receive it, because it's found in humility. We humbled ourselves when we came to God for the first time and decided to repent of our sins. It took humility to do that, because we had to turn, we had to forsake our wicked ways and our unrighteous thoughts. Stuff that we love, stuff that we enjoy doing, something that we enjoy being. Some only struggle when they come among a church like this and hear the word of God, because they're struggling with the ability to humble themselves and embrace what they're hearing, embrace what they're experiencing, or what they could experience. I don't want to be left out in the cold. I know what it's like to be on the outside of people enjoying the worship of God, being full of the Holy Ghost, praising God, and just being at complete liberty. I know what it's like to be among them and be on the outside of it. And it's no fun being on the outside when you can be on the inside. None of us know more than the Lord Jesus Christ. None of us, we don't. Some people think they know it all and they close their ears. And I don't have to, especially when the preacher starts talking about stuff like water baptism, people just start closing up shop, and they all of a sudden they pack up their bags and they're ready to split. Why? Because they don't want to believe. They got it all figured out. I don't want to have it all figured out. I don't have it all figured out, Brother Tim. I just don't. I've got to be able to be an open book every day, an open heart every day. No matter how much I've learned, no matter how many experiences we've gone through together with God and as church people and as a church family, I've got to stay open. Praise God. I've got to. I've got to stay willing to let God speak to me and work with inside of me. I've got to keep the work of His mighty power going in my life. I've just got to do it. Hallelujah. Or else what's coming from the Lord to the churches, I won't receive it. Now, I'm not here to talk today about all the junk that people talk about from this epistle, because I don't want to waste pulpit time. I'll spend pulpit time talking about the truth, but I'm not going to waste too much time talking about all these theories. This epistle, like all the other epistles, is written to the church. And epistles are written because God has something to say. God always has something to say. He's never speechless. There's nothing you or I can do. Many of you have taken time to testify and sing, talk about, you know, how He's delivered you from all of these things and how good God has been to you, and also how evil some of you have been. But none of what you've ever been through and how bad you've ever been has ever made God speechless. It's never stopped the flow of God and the flow of God speaking. Amen. But it doesn't mean that what God has spoken is coming to you. We've got to want it to come to us. We've got to humble ourselves. See, that's how smart God is. He's so smart that He'll pour His Spirit upon all flesh, but in order to receive it, you've got to humble yourself. Praise God. We're reading here. These words that I'd like to focus on here for just a few more minutes today. When He said in verse 7, He cometh, He's talking to the church people. I want to be ready when he does, don't you? Praise God. We had to make ourselves ready just to be converted. We still, while we're converted, we have to make ourselves ready for what the conversion is preparing us for. Amen? The work never stops. The preparation never stops. He said, I'm coming. And it makes no difference who makes light of it, who says it's already past, who says it's not coming, who says He's delayed His coming. What God has spoken is coming to pass. Amen. The question is, what are we doing with it? He that heareth these sayings of mine, Jesus said, right, and doeth them. He's like the man which built his house upon a rock. James testified that if we hear the word of God and we don't do something with the word of God, we're like a man beholding his face in a glass, and then he straightway forgets what manner of man he was. In other words, he doesn't do anything about what he sees. He just goes his own way and forgets. I don't want to forget, because I'm serving Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. He's writing to a series of churches in an area, and he's addressing himself in their alphabet. In the predominant language of the day, he's saying, I am your Alpha and your Omega. Greek alphabet. He's saying to the people who were not a people, who became the people, I am the same God of the Jews who's now become your God. Praise the Lord. Not a different deity. Not a deity of the deity. He's saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. I have now become that for you. Hallelujah. I'm glad about that. I'm glad we're counted in, Brother Gary. Amen. We're grafted into the beloved today. It used to be Jew only, but today it's Jew and Gentile. Amen. Bond and free. Praise God. Everybody can be converted. Anybody can be converted. He's calling everybody to come unto Him and forbidding nobody. Because He wants to be my Alpha and He wants to be my Omega. Amen. He wants to be what starts us and what finishes us. Oh, God, help us get this today. Help me be simple enough today to tell you He wants to be your A through Z. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Your A through Z. Question is, will you let Him? Jesus is saying, I began you, and I'm going to finish you. Right? Isn't that what the writer said to the Philippian church in Philippians 1:6? Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you, He which became your letter A, is determined to become your letter Z. Hallelujah. Can you endure with Him until He gets to Z? Praise the Lord. Let me say it again. Amen. He's become your A. Amen. Can you endure with Him until He gets to Z? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The end ain't yet, but He is our ending. Amen. And we've got to endure unto the end in order to be saved. Isn't that what the Scripture says? We've got to endure unto Z. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe in your life you're on the letter P, but God's saying, keep on coming. Keep on coming. Keep on walking. I've got something to teach you at Q. Praise God. And R and S and T and U and V and W, X and Y. I've got things to teach you there. Things for you to receive there. Praise God. That's what this is about, Brother Tim. Amen. It's a deep thing. Amen. He's everything. As the song says, He's everything to me. Hallelujah. He wants to be that everything. Can we let Him? Paul said it like this, I strive according to His A through Z. Hallelujah. I strive according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. Praise God. I'm not here to twist Scripture. I'm just here to say He's talking to them in a language they can understand. To be able to say now today that He is your. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. Saith the Lord, write to the seven churches which are in Asia. Write to them. Write to them, John, everything that I show you, and tell them that everything in this book is for you. Not just the first three chapters, not just the first four chapters, the whole entire epistle. Hallelujah. Everything in the Word of God is for us. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And we know that Jesus Christ is the Word. Isn't that right? And didn't He testify in John chapter 6, I am the bread which cometh down from God out of heaven. Praise God. He was all the Word of God, all that we need personified at that time, in the days of his flesh, the Word made visible. The Word of God. I tell you, that just fascinates me that the Word of God came after us. Praise God. That A through Z came after us. Amen. Something pops you out of my alphabet and I'm taking you back and putting you back in. Because I've got things to teach you from the beginning unto the end. Amen. We've got a whole lifetime in our lifetime to learn of Him. Amen. To take that yoke upon us. Amen. It's a good yoke. Yoke me up to the Lord anytime. Hallelujah. When life gets rough for you and you feel like you're attached to things that are absolutely wearing you out mentally, physically, spiritually. Amen. You can unharness yourself from that yoke and let Jesus Christ attach Himself to you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory unto God. Oh, glory. Are you happy about that? Amen. I can go to church. Amen, brother. I can get yoked up with Jesus Christ. And He can start talking to me, speaking to me, saying, come on, my way's easy. It's my burden flight. That's what we're trying to attract people to when you're frustrated, when you've got a bad history, when you look back over your life, as Sister Gloria says. But right now you can look back over your life and you see pain and you see sorrow and you see suffering and you see things that you don't like, and it shaped you into what you are today. What Jesus is saying, I know what to do with you. Don't jump off a bridge. Don't stick a needle in your arm. Don't go out there and get intoxicated so that you don't know who you are anymore. He's saying, come to me. I'm your Alpha. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a pretty awesome thought. It's not just God of the Hebrew alphabet. He became God of the Greek. Some Jews didn't like that, but too bad. Some people down south didn't like the fact that God can save black folks. Well, He can. Sorry. Too bad. I don't know why you had a coronary over that issue all your life anyhow. Call yourself church people? Imbeciles. You should have known in the Word of God. Every nation. And that should have been your attitude. But the world is what the world is, isn't it? Because man thinks that one race is superior above another race, and God says you're all under sin. There ain't no superior race. Amen. I am Alpha. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God is here to include red, yellow, black, and white. Amen. Normal and not so normal, no matter who you are, what you're going through. Amen. Jesus Christ is saying, I've become you for you. Everything you need me to become. Not only is He Alpha and Omega for the Greeks, he could testify that He's the first letter and the last of the Chinese alphabet. Amen. And any other alphabet in the world, He's saying, I am God. I am your letter A through Z, praise God. And there's no other world leader that could ever, no other prophet, no other philosopher that it could ever testify that, ever. No matter how great their thoughts were, their ideas were, their persuasions were, no matter how much they loved life and humanity and spread a lot of great cheer. Amen. There's none of them today that have vacated their tomb, number one, and can testify that they are the Almighty. Praise God. But today we can say we're children of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. That He loved you so much. Amen. That He took over your language. And praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Said, I'm your God too. All right. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. And I want to make it to the ending. The beginning was awesome. And what we're going through is awesome. But I want to make it to like super awesome. Hallelujah. Because the ending is super awesome. This is called the earnest of our inheritance. What that means, there's a whole lot more where this comes from, baby. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's worth fighting for. That's why we fight the good fight of faith. Because what has apprehended us is taking us somewhere. That's why I try to tell people as passionately as I can, even if sometimes I sound rude, amen. Don't edit God. If you believe in the Lord as your personal Savior, wonderful. Don't stop there. You got something to teach you at B. It's called baptism. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you've got something to teach you at H, too. It's called the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? Praise God. It's got something to teach you at C. It's called circumcision of the heart. Amen. At E. Amen. At D. Praise the Lord. He's got all, man, he's got all sorts of things like deliverance. Hallelujah. He's got stuff to teach you at E. Amen. Endurance. Amen. F. Faith. G. Grace. We can just go on and on and on of what God wants to teach us if we'll just allow Him. If we'll just receive with meekness. Praise God. Everything He wants to be. But He's telling these churches that He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. You are not alone. Watch. Saith the Lord which is. And which was. Very interesting that God could have a was to Himself when He testifies, I am. So, Lord, who should I say to the elders of Israel that has sent me to them? Moses asked. He said, just tell them, I am that I am has sent me unto you. Tell them, I am has sent me. Jehovah, the self-existent God, the one who is. Yeah, He says, which was. God's got you covered on all bases, my friend. Praise God. Look, there's some of us that submit so many times to our past. We're so in tune. And Jesus is saying, look, man, I am that which is and which was and which is to come. And the enemy is not powerful enough to destroy that out of your life. Stick with me a moment, another moment. I'll explain just what I'm saying. There are a couple ways to look at this, and they're both right. Number one, you have a was with God. So no matter what you're going through right now in your is, He was for you. That's why some of you testify about when you first came to God, how wonderful it was, how you had all these experiences with God. But now you may be going through it. Question is, are you going to ditch your was? Or are you going to acknowledge the fact that He was, and that was still is? Praise the Lord. And there's nothing that can stop the was from being what it was, and He can't deplete, amen, or delete the is, which now is, and the is, which wants to become the is to come for you. If I twisted you up a little bit, let me try to be a little more simpler. Jesus is saying, I'm the Lord, I haven't changed. And what I've been for you, I still am for you. Praise God. You still had a past with me, and I had a past with you. Praise God. That didn't change. And it'll never change. Ever, ever, ever. There's nothing that can erase the past. Unless you decide to walk away. I would hate to erase the was, which was for me, by walking away from God and causing all the righteousness to be forgotten. So while I'm saying one thing that's over the last couple of minutes is based upon us continuing. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. So it takes us continuing. It's a choice. It's a choice to continue. All right, there we go. We don't want to waste all this time. Amen. And all that history we've had with God, He's not looking to erase us out of the book. He wrote us into the book. It's not a physical book. It's called Everlasting Life. And you get written into it when you're in it. You are the words on the pages of the book of life. You are the words. Your existence is that which is written in. Amen. And I want to stay written in, don't you? God wants you to stay written in more than you want to stay written in. Amen. That's why He'll deal with you, and He'll reach for you, and He'll do what He does for you. Praise the Lord, because He wants you to stay in the book. He wants you to be a part of the story. Amen. So look at it now a little bit further. That which was, right? Which was. There's a lot of history in that was. with God dealing with the human race and creating a people for his namesake. You and I are a part of that was. Our being born again into the kingdom, our being grafted in, our choice to become predestinated. Predestination is a choice. God has predestined something that's going to make it. And we choose to be in the predestined. That's predestination. It's not like some people think, well, God's got to figure it out. You're an idiot. You're not. You're going. You're not. That's man's version of predestination. That's not God's version. God has predestined a church called by his name, washed in his blood, filled with his spirit, enduring unto the end. Amen. A church in which all nations can flow unto. God has done his part. He has fulfilled his word. When we choose to be predestinated, it's when we heed the call. Many are called, but few are chosen. It's not because God's the one doing the picking. It's because those who are called don't answer the call and become chosen. God's calling everyone. Whosoever will may come and drink of the fountain of the waters of life freely. That's a choice to everybody. But as we've seen in this place so many times, there are some that say, well, thanks for calling, and they hang up. You can be somebody else's alphabet. I don't want you in mine. I got to stop. Let him become your Alpha and Omega. You'll never regret it. Let him become your beginning and your ending. You'll never regret it. Let him be that which is in your life. Amen. You'll never regret it. Praise God. Yeah, I promise you, you'll never regret it. God's not looking to tear from you stuff that you've once believed. He's looking to add to your faith. Let him do it. Don't quarrel with God. So many people say, well, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with you. Like, who are you? Sorry to be so blunt. I'm finishing. They read a verse of scripture. I don't agree with that. God says, I am. I don't agree with that. As if the I am stopped being the I am because you disagreed. As if you have the right to disagree with God. As if you are superior to the blessed and the only potentate, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But they do it in their, what? Arrogance. In their pride. And they'll never come to what every one of you have come to as long as they stay like that. Because what? With meekness we receive the engrafted word. The word that's written in. The word he said, I'll write my laws into your heart. I'll put them in your heart and in your mind will I write them. But it takes meekness for him to do the writing. Glory. It takes something for him to do the writing. That even after, I believe this, even after we have come to God and know what we know, if we get caught with a carnal attitude and we get lifted up with pride, he can't write. He won't write. He'll put his pen away. When you humble yourself, I'll start writing. All right. Thank you for listening. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was. And which is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. How many want him to be your which is? Side note here. God gave him a was. A was is a past tense statement. I was there, but I'm no longer there. When Jesus was manifest in the flesh, that was his was. Look at that a little deeper. God gave himself a past. Hallelujah. He stepped into this life. The scripture says like this in John chapter 1. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, right? To them gave he power to become the sons of God, to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. I believe on his name today, don't you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the days of his flesh, as we read in Hebrews 5 and 7, can also be looked at as him saying, I am he which was. And to John, John could take that personally, reading that, because he remembered the was. He walked with the was. He talked with the was. Jesus said, this is going away. If this doesn't go away, the Comforter will not come. I want to write in you. I want to dwell in you. I want to begin you. I want to end you. But if this carcass, if this temple doesn't go to the cross, I can't do that. And Jesus said, how am I in distress until I accomplish why I am here? Because he was that adamant and that desirous and that determined to become your Alpha and your Omega. Your beginning and your ending. Oh, hallelujah. He wants to finish what he has started inside of each and every one of us. He wants to finish it badly. Hallelujah. Let's all stand and just love him. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Stick with what is. And ultimately, if you can receive this, this epistle to a predominantly, I hate to keep using the word Gentile or Jew, will make a difference about it, but to a predominantly large quantity of non-Hebrew people, there was an epistle. As mysterious and symbolic as it may sound, it was something that God was delivering to these people, and he was saying, he was making a statement to them. He was making a statement that everything I've ever been is now in your hands.
Oh, hallelujah.
Everything that I've ever been for Abraham, for Isaac, for Jacob, for David, the prophets, through the law and the first manner of worship, I am now for you. Now it's your turn to keep. Hallelujah. It's now also in your hands. Do the right thing with it. Praise God. That's what he's saying. I am that which is. So follow me. I am is. Stick with me. I am that which was and that which is to come. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The, not a Almighty, the Almighty, the only Almighty. He's now become your Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's pray today. I encourage anybody that wants prayer. Look, if you're hungry for God, God's hungry for you. If you're tired of living in sin, God's tired of you living in sin. And he wants to bring you out today. Come on, lift up our voice unto God. Hallelujah. God can fill you with the Holy Ghost right now if you're not filled. God can now step inside of you and say, I'm your Alpha and I'm your Omega. Right now he can do it. If you just lift up your voice, tell the Lord, I want you. I'm tired of being a sinner, I want you. God, move in. Move in. Alpha, my Omega, my beginning, my ending. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord.